We would like to welcome all of you to what I call our transition Sabbath. Last week, if you were here, you saw the decorations. There were a few little pumpkins and fall colors and things. And then all of a sudden, you come today and it's Christmas. I'd like to thank the ladies, Pastor Sarah and Judy Harvey. Thank you for taking the time to setting up the decorations here to make worship this during this month. More and more enjoyable. For the kids, you received a little paper like this where it says at the top, Sabbath keywords. What I want you to do is put your name on top. I'm going to give a little gift for everybody that guesses right. The keywords for this morning is dark and darkness and light. What do you do is whenever you hear me say the word dark, you put a little check. Okay? A little check, and then when... Right. At the end, you count them and see how many times I said dark or darkness or light. Okay? Put your name. If you turn it in, I'll get you something next Sabbath. How is that? And it's going to start right now. Right now. So if I say dark or light, so those are the two words, right? Dark and light. Dark, dark, dark. Light, light, light. Okay. Seems like throughout history, if you look at the history of the world, there have been many, many dark times in the world. As a matter of fact, some of those dark times we would rather forget because they're so bad. We don't want to even go there. But our history began in darkness. If you brought your Bibles, turn with me to Genesis chapter 1. We're going to be reading verse 2, chapter 1, verse 2. This is what it says, is the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the earth. So we began with darkness. And it seems like we continue with darkness. Keep your Bibles open there in Genesis chapter 3, because there's another dark moment that we're going to see, verse 6. It says, so when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. A dark moment in the history of the world. And another dark moment. Continue. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Another dark moment. And ever since there, it seems like it just kept rolling and rolling and rolling. Darkness upon the earth. Genesis chapter 4, verse 8. Now Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. How do you think the parents felt about that? How do you think God felt about that? So another dark moment in our history. You know that with that story, sometimes we think that God is suggesting something. The Lord had asked for a sacrifice. Cain said, I'm going to bring the best that I have. And he probably did. The best that he had. The best carrots, the best apples, the best whatever he had, he brought for a sacrifice. But was that what the Lord was asking? No. Another dark moment. Chapter 6. verse 13. Genesis 6, 13. And God said to Noah, "The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth." A dark moment in our history. Let's go a little bit forward to Exodus chapter 34, it's Exodus 32, verses 4 and 5. And he received the gold from their hand, that is the hand of the people, the Israelites, and he fashioned it with an engraving tool and made a molded calf. Then they said, "This is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt." So when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made a proclamation and said, about the calf, "Tomorrow is a feast to the Lord." The people that have been led by God, bowing down before an idol. A dark moment in the history of our world. Let's go to 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 6. And we're going to be looking at verses 28. Syria has surrounded Samaria. And you know what happened back then? They surrounded the city and they just waited it out. And so the king is walking, and one of the ladies says, "Help me, king, help me." And the king says, "What can I help you with?" And this is what she answered. The king said to her, "What is troubling you?" And she answered, "This woman said to me, 'Give your son that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow.'" Now remember, there's famine going on inside that city. "So we boiled my son and ate him. And I said to her on the next day," okay, they had agreed on something, "'Give your son that we may eat him.' But she has hidden her son." Very dark moment for other nations, isn't it? And no, it's not a parable. It's not something that was it. It's reality. The world has had dark days, but also literal dark days. May 12, 1780, New England. 10 o'clock, all of a sudden, people started noticing that it was getting dark. Not dark like dark, I mean dark. Dark enough where people couldn't read printed material in front of their faces. It was a dark day. The chickens decided like, "Oh, it's time to sleep." So they went into roost. The cows went into the places where they used to sleep because it was getting dark. It was nighttime. A lot of people felt that this was judgment from God. This was a literal dark day in the history of our world. 1933 to 1945. Millions of Jews were disposed of, so to speak. We term this as the Holocaust. Between April and June of 1994, April, May, June, 3 months, 800,000 Tutsi and Hutu died in conflict, whacking each other with machetes and doing all kinds of things. Dark moments in the history of our world. I was at home. Tuesday, it was a Tuesday. And I got a call, okay? And this, I still remember the call. Turn your TV on, we are under attack. The date was Tuesday, September 11, 2001. When our nation just froze to see what was going on. Terrorists attacking here at home. Dark moments in history of our world. And today, you know, the financial picture of our nation, it's affecting all of us. It's affecting all of us. It's affecting the church, the giving. It's affecting the missions. But let me tell you something this morning. When darkness has fallen upon our land, upon our world, God has always stepped in. It was dark, it says, when the world was created, it was dark. And then God said, let there be light. It was very, very dark. And Genesis 3:6, it was dark when man fell. But Genesis 3:15, there's light. There's a plan, the plan of salvation that was pronounced. For every dark moment, there will come a bright moment in your life. How many of you like rainbows? I like rainbows. But if you like rainbows, you have to experience the thunder, the rain, and the clouds, don't you? But at the end, there's a rainbow. Every dark moment, God has a bright moment. And it was very, very, very dark in Bethlehem. Before Jesus was born, it was dark. And there those shepherds that were sitting around just watching their sheep. And the angels, before they sang even, the world was in darkness. Everything was in darkness. But then the light of the world, the light of God flashed in those Judean hills. And there was the promise that very night, Jesus Christ was born. He was born in Bethlehem. He was laid in a manger. He was surrounded by sheep and cattle. He slept on uncovered hay. There he was raised in Nazareth. And Jesus Christ was baptized by John the Baptist in the Jordan River. And then Jesus did have some dark days too, because his family misunderstood him. He was betrayed by friends. He was forsaken by his disciples. He was arrested by soldiers, beaten by a mob, nailed to a cross, and then he was crucified on Calvary. And yet, while he was dying, Jesus Christ did what he did best. He kept on giving. While he was dying, he gave forgiveness to his enemies. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. As a matter of fact, he also gave the promise of paradise to a thief. There on the cross, Jesus continues to give. He gave John to his mother. And he gave his mother to John. In that cross, Jesus Christ gave salvation to the world. He gave joy to the church. He gave sight to the blind. He gave power to the weak. He gave healing to the sick. He gave freedom to the oppressed. He gave life to the dead. That is my Jesus. He keeps on giving. And then a real dark, dark moment in the life of Jesus. Because that Friday evening, it got really dark on Calvary. I mean, it got really dark. The sun went down there about noon, and the thunder was heard, and earthquake were happening. Basically, the earth had this cosmic fit because it got mighty dark on Calvary. And then Jesus Christ was buried. He was sealed in a grave, surrounded by soldiers just to make sure. And it got mighty dark. But God raised him up. And God gave him a name above any other name, that in the name of Jesus Christ, every knee will and shall bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. This Sabbath morning, today, you may be experiencing dark times in your life. You know, you may be sitting here with a smile on your face, but with a broken heart. I've shook some of your hands and you smiled at me and said, "Happy Sabbath." But inside, there might be turmoil in your life. A heart that no one sees but God Himself. You may have a physical problem. Maybe you just found out you have cancer. Maybe you have financial problems. Maybe, just maybe, you're here, but your spiritual life is not where it should be. You're having spiritual problems. Maybe you are discouraged. Maybe you're here just saying, "Well, I'll give God one more last try, one more last opportunity." Or maybe you are here because, you know, maybe your marriage is in trouble. Maybe, just this last week, with I not even knowing it, you might have been laid off of work. And today, you come to us, you come to God with a smile on your face, but with a broken heart. To you this morning, I tell you that in these dark times that you're going through, Jesus is the answer for you. You have come to the right place. Because if there is darkness, whatever degree of darkness in your life, Jesus Christ can bring the light back into your life. Joy to the world, it says, the Lord is come. Let earth receive what? Her King. Isn't that a neat song? There will be a time, and I believe there will be a time, when this world of ours is going to be in darkness like we've never seen it before. I'm talking about darkness. I'm talking about real spiritual darkness. And I just pray that each one of us could shine like the light. Light to the world. Jesus Christ is coming again. You know, joy to the world, the Lord is come. That song we sing because of Christ's birth. But do you know that we could also sing that song, if we wanted to, for his second coming? Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Today, this Sabbath, we are worshiping the Lord and we are remembering his birth. But today, we are also one day closer to his second coming. What an opportunity we have to be here worshiping together. God wants your happiness. God wants for you to be at peace. And in these times, you know, I feel for my brother and sister that just lost the child. That is a dark time for them right now. And if you've ever lost a child, you know about what type of darkness I'm talking about. But even in that type of darkness, Jesus has promised to bring back light into your life. And for that family, there is that hope, there is the promise that one day they will see their son or daughter. Was it a son? They'll see their son again. And we will all live in a place where there will be no more sadness, no more dying, no more sickness, no more bills, no more mortgages, no more pain, no more sorrow. Are we ready for that? Are we ready to receive the light? Trust Jesus. And he will get you there. Let's sing this morning. Let's sing hymn number 142. Joy. No. It's angels we have heard on high, isn't it? I was talking about joy, and all of a sudden I want to sing joy to the world, but let's do angels we have heard on high. You want to do joy to the world? You don't feel bad that I have changed things on you? All right, let's do joy to the world. 125.
Number 125.
Stand up, please.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room.
And heaven and nature
sing. And heaven and nature sing.
And heaven and nature sing.
Heaven and nature sing.
And heaven and nature sing.
hills and plains.
Repeat the sounding
repeat
joy.
Repeat the sounding
repeat
joy.
The sounding
repeat
joy.
The sounding joy.
Repeat,
repeat the sounding joy.
No more let sin and sorrow grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow. Far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of righteousness
and wonders of
and
his
wonders
love,
of his
and wonders
love,
of his
and wonders
love,
of his
and
wonders,
wonders
of his love.
Amen. Let us pray. Father, we want to thank you this morning for you have given us an opportunity to worship you. And I pray that what we have done this morning may have brought honor and glory to your name. Father, we thank you for that one night when the angels sang, Jesus Christ was born. And Jesus Christ lived a life for us. And Jesus Christ died for us, so that we may have an opportunity to live with you throughout eternity. And Father, this morning I want to thank you for the promise that we're not staying here in this world, that you have prepared a place for each one of us so that we may live with you throughout eternity. Amen. We thank you for that promise. And as this month continues, as we continue to remember Jesus' birth and what he did for us, may everything that we do bring honor and glory to your name is my prayer this morning. And may you continue to bring moments of light, of brightness, of happiness and peace into our life. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.